My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Welcome back to the second guest show. Mike to tell you along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Bobby J and I will go until 6:30 tonight, and we'll throw it to the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show with Mike Haas with a short week. No coaches tonight. You'll have on with him former Saints Super Bowl winning linebacker Scott Shanley and Roy Cummings from the Pewter Report. He's covered the Bucks for over 20 years. And at 7:30, Bobby J and I return for another half hour of Second Guess right here on the Big 870 WWM. We'll talk to Leanne Herring, who covers the Ole Miss Rebels. We'll have her on to see about what's happening this week as the Rebels play LSU, and you can hear that game live right here on the Big 870 WWL. Bob, I think that the most intriguing part with the fact with Carr down is what decision would be made. I think Dennis Allen's always been a bit of a conservative coach, and I think he'll take great input from Clint Kubiak on who he feels gives them the best chance to win.
Yes.
At that particular part. There was a reason why Jake Haener was the guy that was the number two guy. Okay, now that may change now because of, you know, now you're talking about a starter, but the safe sort of pick. That's always sort of been where Dennis has went with this. It'll be interesting to see. And if I'm Dennis Allen, I don't tell nobody nothing until game day. I don't tell you anything about who I'm going to start.
I think there's more upside.
No question.
With Spencer Rattler, but I think there's more stability with Jake Haener. It'd be more feast or famine, I think, with Spencer Rattler. It's like, boy, he made an unbelievable play. You see that play? Then next, what the hell is he? What was he thinking? What did he do? Where I think Haener, you might have more consistency. Now, one of the most unusual games ever. And I guarantee is the most unusual outcome in Tom Brady's history. I want to say, was that the time that Dennis Allen was the interim head coach?
Yes. Sean?
We won 9-0. Now think about it. This is modern day football. Tom Brady is the quarterback for the Buccaneers. We played at Tampa. Mike, remember that game? We won. Now, I don't know how you predict the score and all that. We won 9-0. We got after Tom Brady, so I think Dennis Allen would say, okay, what's supposed to be a strength of our team? The defense. He put a lot upon the defense's shoulders, especially, and the defense would realize how they're structured. It doesn't matter if it's Rattler or Haener, or Haener or Rattler, whoever you, that you know what? You can't get no damn shootout. We can't, you know, we don't, it's kind of how you see the Broncos with Coach Vance Joseph, what they've done defensively and how you might say it was
and
an ugly
and what Todd Bowles is going to show you Sunday.
Yes, yes. So, so that'll be interesting. All I know is, and I said this throughout the season so far, our defense has been outstanding in the first four games. Well,
not last night.
So much against the Chiefs.
Nope.
No, it was we couldn't get off the field. It was too many, like, I look like 11-play drive. It was, they ran, that being the Chiefs, they ran 80 plays. Mike, 65 is kind of the norm. They ran 80 plays, so we couldn't get off the field. I can tell you right now, if our defense plays like that, Mike, we might not win another game. Our defense has to play good. I'm not saying you got to be the best of the best, but we got to take away the football, win up in the turnover margin being zero. Now we're still +3 for the season. You know, so we were a minus one. Then Saunders got one back, so we're even. But I'm telling you, don't you agree? If our defense has to be, like, amongst the best. I'm not saying the best in NFL, but I mean, like, top 10 or something. And be opportunistic. If we don't do that, we're not winning.
You can't screw the pooch on special teams either.
Yeah.
You had the missed extra point. And, man, Jamal Williams, I don't know if he lost track of where he was on the field, but he almost downed the ball at the one-yard line. Yeah. Took a knee at the one almost. It was close.
Pokemon. I don't know. What is he doing? I mean, he's too much of a character. You could be a character if you're a stud on the field. If you're not a stud on the field, then you're a goofball. And you know, he's kind of how you interact with the fans and all that. You don't even have to even talk to the fans. How about you kick ass on the field and you could be a...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Jerk.
Bob, we're doing triple option, so give us your triple option feature. And I know Alabama Vandy. Right?
Yeah, I mean, boy, what a great day of college football. Boy, I got to sleep in on Sunday morning. I stayed up till 1:30 in the morning. I'm watching Cal beat Miami 35-10, and they lost 39-38. But early in the day, just look at that Vanderbilt and Alabama game. Then you look at Arkansas upsetting Tennessee. How can you not like that Vanderbilt quarterback? I seen him play against Mizzou.
He's a tough dude.
He is tough. So when I look at this, you know they're going to storm the field. All of a sudden, if you're not used to really winning, you have a significant win like Vanderbilt beating Alabama or Arkansas beating Tennessee.
They brought that goalpost to the
Yeah, yeah. The fans stormed the field. But, you know, the Southeastern Conference has fined Vanderbilt and Arkansas after their fans stormed the field following the upset wins. And Arkansas was fined $250,000 after its 1914 win over number 4 Tennessee because that was their second offense. So they got fined $250,000. Now, Arkansas fans, any future offenses will cost the school $500,000. So it goes up. You know, it's not your first time, so it'd go up. Now, Vanderbilt, I guarantee, did they ever storm the field? That's why their fine was low. Because it doesn't happen. Vanderbilt, a first-time offender, was fined $100,000 compared to Arkansas, $250,000, after their 40-35 win over number one Alabama. After Alabama, that dramatic, unbelievable game against University of Georgia Bulldogs, and then this happens? Mike, that would be like Northwestern, an intellectual school like Vanderbilt in the Big Ten beating Ohio State.
Yep.
Or when Clemson was on a roll, like old school Duke, not the modern Duke, but old school. But I tell you what, the Alabama fans like, what? We lost to Vanderbilt? On Prep Quiz Bowl? No, we lost on the football field. They'd be like, you got to be freaking kidding me. Now, the fans tore down the goalposts, like you said. They dumped it into the Cumberland River. And members of the Metro Nashville Fire Department, they retrieved it to keep it from being a hazard in the river. And Vanderbilt, look what they did, how Vanderbilt's smart, though. And if you're a Vanderbilt Commodore fan, let's say you went to school there in a very memorable moment. You know what Vanderbilt did? Vanderbilt took advantage by setting up an auction to sell pieces of the goalposts.
That ain't a bad idea.
So, Mike, they cut it up. And, you know, you got a man case. Yeah, and you got a piece. You know what this is from? This is when we whipped Alabama's behind, the Vanderbilt Commodores. This is a part of the goalpost.
That is really good name, image, likeness.
Yeah, right.
Type deal. Charlie?
Guys, I'm going with Steve sent me this earlier, sportsbetting.ag. Ever since Robert Saleh got fired, they already have the next odds for the Jets head coach and the next odds for the next head coach to be fired. I'll go real quickly with a couple of these names here. The Jets next head coach, the leading odds candidate, Bill Belichick, at 2-1 odds. And then Mike Vrabel, the former Titans coach, at 5-1. Then a little bit further down, you have a couple of OCs like Ben Johnson and Bobby Slowick, who, you know, are probably going to be hot names during the next head coaching cycle. But next head coach to be fired, guys, and this is not really surprising, Doug Peterson, 1-1. So it's plus 100 odds via sportsbetting.ag. The head coach of the Jaguars, Jacksonville, has been off to a miserable start to their campaign, and it's not looking too great for his tenure there with Trevor Lawrence and the Jacksonville Jaguars.
You talk about unusual. If you had hired Belichick, didn't Belichick be the head coach of the Jets for 24 hours and then quit?
Yeah, you remember when that happened?
Man, because this goes back a few years. He takes the head coaching job, quits 24 hours later to take the job with the Patriots.
Yeah.
And then the commissioner had to step in compensation-wise that he went to New England. Though Kraft was, I won't give him credit there, it was well worth the compensation.
Yeah.
Of what Belichick was able to really do out in New England. Guys. Yeah,
but Mike, before you go right quick, Peterson, how many times, boy, look at the hot seat, going from the penthouse to our house, that's a Super Bowl winning coach. Think about that. Usually, like, okay, is Dennis Allen on the hot seat? No, he's not on the hot seat yet. We got to see how the season's going to play itself out. You know, 6, 7, 8 coaches get fired every year. But how many are in the position like Doug Peterson? And Mike, he's won a Super Bowl. No love. He gets, it's like Rodney Dangerfield. He goes to Philadelphia. He wins the Super Bowl. 2 years later, they kick him out. And now in Jacksonville. Oh, we got the Prince. Oh, we got Trevor Lawrence. Oh, we can't get rid of him. He has to work out, so let's get rid of the coach.
No, because of the fact you paid the Prince.
Yeah, they paid him. Oh, yes.
So, and Mr. Khan's got a lot of money now.
Yeah, he has to.
And so I'll pay off that contract to get me somebody else here.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.